Good morning. Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is March 28th, 2023. It is 6:59 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So yesterday I was talking on the first. What you have to understand is as solstice settles in, it ascends, right? It gets the vibration is building up. Okay. So we're starting with the lower layers and we're working our way through the rest of the layers. So this morning's vibes were a combination of it's that vibration you get when you listen to Negative Force, the full mixtape from Kevin Gates, at least the first like 3.5 minutes. And then Dax, D-A-X, Joker, Sky, D-X, D-D remix. The 3 minutes surrounding the part where she starts talking about karma and how it comes back around again. And then the ending of it was that Keisha Cole throwback, you've changed, but not in the sense that people are probably taking it for. It was more like that image of, there's this drawing that floats around as a meme. I'm going to have to find it and repost it on my personal Instagram, where there's a man with a rock on his back and he's trying to pull his woman up who's getting bit by a snake. Right? And neither of the two can see the other's struggle, but they're challenging why the other isn't doing more on their half, right? It's like, find the balance. So don't just listen to the words and the lyrics, but actually look for the message, look for the symbolism, look for the energetic validation in the music that some are drawn to. The same way you go into a crystal shop and you walk around and you just let yourself feel the vibes and see what you're drawn to. You're going to do the same with music if you are on this path, right? If you understand any of those lyrics from any of those songs, if you resonate with any of those karmic cycles that those songs are talking about, they're going to be tier two, right? So yesterday I talked about butterflies, and so, you know, whatever. This energy is going to be the crown, the boomerang symbol, and then the balance, the scales, okay? As far as energetic influences, you have this overall energy of a divine warrior, right? Confounds the wicked, brings victory and peace, right? The master of the universe. It's this vibration of tapping into self, vibrating off of self and not focusing on adversaries, not focusing on anyone trying to throw mud on your name, right? There's a lot of vibrations coming through where you are vibrating in, again, in your true authentic self. There's people who want to come together with you. There's opportunities that you might not be interested in or even aware of, or it might not have even been on your radar. But they're coming through. Now, these are either opportunities to grow from another karmic lesson should you decide to participate. If you do decide to participate, play your role wisely. Others of you, you are coming closer to individuals who have experienced similar circumstances to you, or were bystanders or sideliners or somebody off to the side. While you were dealing with certain things, people who bared witness to, I guess, some of you, that's a good thing. Others of you, it's not. I also have to remind myself in the beginning of these sessions to inform individuals. I work with high vibrational energy. So we always ascend when energetic shifts are settling in, right? We start from the bottom and we work our way up. When we do readings, we say we, but that does not mean me. It means I'm in the energy. I'm on this level as I'm doing this reading. And as the reading ends, I'm no longer in it. It is not a reflection of my personal life. You are not getting an insight into what I'm dealing with specifically. This is the energy collectively as solstice energy is settling in. What's in store for you, how the energy is impacting you as it applies to you. You might not apply to this energy. You might apply to the energy that settles in 2 weeks from now. Solstice isn't until June 21st, and that's only when it's at its peak. Solstice energy continues after June 21st, and that energetic influence will impact you just the same. Okay, back to the thing. A lot of you are tapping in. Like I said, it's just that overall energy of being able to step into self. You are going to be noticing that you are adapting and changing, right? If you are involved in judicial proceedings, someone next to you, around you, or if not yourself, then someone before you, it's almost like a contemplation makes the truth known in legal proceedings. Contemplation. Don't sit around and waste time. Don't pussyfoot. Get to the point of it, right? Whatever's going on, don't sugarcoat. Don't go into this long spiel. Just cut right to the point. If you want more on the background, you can pull the docket, right? I don't know why I'm hearing that, but I'm hearing that. I think it's important for you to remember. Remember. Why you wanted to be an adult so bad? What were the things you were looking forward to? If you relate to any parts of that music and those channelings associated to the music will be on the website this weekend. And again, if you resonate with the karmic cycles from Kevin Gates, you want to look for the symbol that is of a crown. If you resonate with the karmic energy that's coming from that Joker song, you want the boomerang symbol. And if it's the Keisha Cole you've changed, where you resonate that the parties involved in whatever dynamic, and it doesn't have to be romantic, it could be business, it could be career, it could be educational stuff, it could just be personal friendships. If you're noticing a shift in the personalities and the way people are treating you in those dynamics, then you resonate with that as well. You want to look for that reflection. It's going to be almost like lightning, if not like a mirror. And the titles to the songs will be there just the same. Again, if you can relate to either of those three, the keywords for you are going to be the same as yesterday. But in addition to that, you want to think again, back, rewind, remember, multidimensional. I see from A through Z, not A to B, from B to C, from C to D. So try to stay with me, not bipolar. I can just see the in-betweens. The creation of, go back to when you wanted to be an adult. Because that's what created your adulthood. You set the tone at that point. Whether or not you got lost on the way is up to you, but go back to that point. Okay. The second song, the gaining of respect for or from. You are gaining a lot of respect for the fact that you are speaking your truth. You are passionate about you. And that's what vibrates the highest, right? So, what makes your soul burn? What is setting off that passion? Keep, it's like you get a bruise. Sometimes you just push on the bruise because you like the way it feels. Yeah, perfect for that song. Perfect for that karmic energy cycle. The gaining of respect for or from. For what you say and from how you handle yourself while others act like fucking clowns. Keisha Cole, you've changed, right? Demonstrate, realize, take charge, act like a leader, demonstrate how they changed, show them what they're showing you, realize what it's like to have the fucking shoe on the other foot. Oh, this is why you was acting the way. Okay, I see you. Take charge. Act like a leader. This is how this dynamic is going to pan out. Whether this is business, love, friendships, family, whatever. Take charge. Act like a leader. This is how I want this dynamic to play out. And if you don't want it, there's the fucking door. And if you do want it, show me something, right? Demonstrate. A lot of you are going to be questioning your faith. Not so much questioning what it means for you, but questioning, looking for proof, looking for hidden tendencies. Okay, I've got to wrap this up because I've got a schedule, but I will pick it back up when I get out of, third up. Cute. Accept and receive every and all opportunities to reflect on your perspectives and look for opportunities of growth. Embrace your adversaries, for they not know what they're attempting to try to do to you and what the consequences may be. While I no longer pray for my enemies, not 1 ounce goes to them. I pray that they ascend and that their ancestors can find them and slap some truth into them. While karma returns back and forth, recycling past tendencies, patterns, and behaviors. May you recognize where you have failed and prevail. So that you do not get stuck in hidden chapters.